Lake Talquin is one of the more unique systems in Florida. For one, it's not a natural formation, it's man-made. And that, says the Florida Department of Environmental Protection's Greg DeAngelo, makes addressing pollution a little harder. A big part of fixing Talquin's problems is determining TMDLs, the maximum amount of pollution a water body can handle while still meeting water quality standards.
One of the ways that we go out, especially for lakes, to determine those TMDLs is we find comparable lakes kind of in the neighborhood that aren't impaired. And we can say, okay, if this lake had a similar loading, it would also be healthy. It's a little trickier to say that here because there aren't really comparable lakes to Talquin.
In the case of Lake Talquin, those TMDLs would be for phosphorus and nitrogen. DEP officials say the lake has too much of them, and it's working to determine how far to scale the pollutants down so the system remains suitable for boating, swimming, and fishing. The state is working with Georgia to address the issue. Officials say most of the pollution is coming from agricultural runoff from South Georgia, which is flowing downstream. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.